Introduction. Did you know that Jesus' first spoken words to his soon-to-be disciples were, "Follow me"? The story is really remarkable, and I want to draw your attention to it as we look at Matthew chapter 4, verses 18 through 22 together. Matthew chapter 4, verse 18. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." They immediately left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, verse 21, he saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. I love verse 22, where it says they left the boat and their father. These guys left their dad to do all the work. It's kind of like at my house, "Sorry, Dad, we'll go fishing and get a bunch of fish, and my brothers and I will always seem to have other things we need to do when it comes time to cleaning the fish. And thus, my dad has become a pro at it. Thank you, Dad, I love you." Anyways, Jesus' instructions to those four fishermen were very simple. Jesus said, "Follow me." Simple. Simple as that. Follow me. Those four men heeded Jesus' call. Not only did they heed it, but they immediately followed Jesus. They left their businesses, livelihood, assets, and even family members behind just to follow Jesus. This is significant. Please catch this. When you look at the lives of Peter, Andrew, James, and John, these four fishermen, do you think that they were really in their true God-given destinies while they were fishermen? Well, that's certainly debatable. If you read the Gospels and the book of Acts and the book of Revelation, in which John wrote, I would propose to you that these four fishermen were not anywhere close to their true God-given destinies before they were called by Jesus. Jesus said, "Follow me." They left everything. They left their business. They left their fishing occupation and became radicals for Jesus. They did great exploits for God. I mentioned that John wrote the book of Revelation. If you read the book of Revelation, John's having heavenly encounter upon heavenly encounter, actually seeing into the heavenly realm while he was alive here on earth. In Acts chapter 3, Peter, Simon Peter, is walking to the temple and is stopped by a lame man at the gate called Beautiful. Perhaps you know the story. The lame man is begging. He's trying to get a handout from Peter. And Peter says, "Silver and gold I have not, but what I do have I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Rise up and walk." And the Bible says that immediately the lame man's legs were strengthened. He stood up, he began to leap about and rejoice. A great miracle happened through Peter by God for the glory of God. Now what if these guys would have remained four fishermen? In my personal opinion, it's quite likely they would have never done those sorts of things, nor would they have ever accomplished their true God-given destinies. This destiny-activated program, I believe, will help you find and step into your true God-given destiny. When you look at the lives of those four fishermen, you have to admit that they took a major risk. It was a major sacrifice for them. However, I believe those men's greatest risks eventually turned into their greatest reward. They said yes to Jesus. During Jesus' earthly ministry, he preached a message that was very controversial. You can check out Jesus' message in John chapter 6. As a result of Jesus' words, many of the people that were following him, many disciples, they turned away from Jesus. But I want to draw your attention to John chapter 6, verses 67 through 69. This is in regards to those four fishermen's greatest reward. Okay, let's look at this together. Verse 67 from John 6. Then Jesus said to the 12, "Do you also want to go away?" But Simon Peter, remember he was one of the fishermen, answered him, that's Jesus, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Also we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Simon Peter knew that Jesus alone had the words of eternal life. Peter knew Jesus was the way, the truth, and the life, and that no one comes to the Father except through him. Peter realized that Jesus was the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Peter received Jesus as his own personal Lord and Savior. The people who chose to follow Jesus, absolutely, they did take a huge risk, but the reward was well worth it. As I've already alluded to, as you go through the Gospels meaning Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and also read the book of Acts, you'll see some of the sights that they saw, the exploits they did, and the rewards they received. It's radical. It will definitely encourage you. The people who followed Jesus saw Jesus be involved in numerous supernatural events. They witnessed Jesus turn water into wine, teach in synagogues, preach the gospel of the kingdom, heal every sickness and disease, cast out demons, and walk on water. Can you think of anything else they may have seen? I mean, how cool is that? How would you like to see Jesus walk on water, or see him heal every sickness and disease? Not only did the disciples see Jesus do this, but it gets better. They themselves also, check this out, they also participated in the miracles. Jesus wasn't the only one who walked on the water, guys. So did Peter, the fisherman. Are you getting this? Peter, the fisherman. Peter walked on water. Jesus wasn't the only one doing the miracles, but his followers eventually did. The disciples themselves cast out many demons, anointed with oil many who were sick, and healed them. The disciples, they didn't only see Jesus doing the miracles, they themselves did them too. Those four guys, those four fishermen, chose to follow Jesus, and they received great rewards. They lacked nothing when Jesus sent them out on the mission field. The Lord provided their every need. Did you know that the followers of Jesus were also offered a mansion to dwell in, and that Jesus was going to prepare a place for them? It's true, man. Check it out. Read John chapter 14, verse 2 on your own. Not only did Jesus offer earthly and heavenly rewards, Jesus also offered his disciples peace. Jesus offered them peace, security, comfort that nothing in the world could ever give. Please flip over to John chapter 14, verse 27. Listen to the words of Jesus. John 14, verse 27. "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Jesus is offering a peace that surpasses all understanding. There's nothing in all of the world that can give this peace. As much as I love Hawaii, Hawaii doesn't offer a peace that Jesus does. No vacation, no relaxation can give you a peace, can give you a comfort like Jesus can. Now I really want you to tune in here, because this is where you get involved. Not only did Jesus offer all of this to his disciples of old, he is offering it all to you too. Are you getting this? His invitation wasn't a one-time deal to four certain people. It's to everybody, every human, from the time he lived to the end of time, and this includes you. In fact, Jesus is speaking to you right now. "If you will hear my voice, do not harden your heart." Did you know that Jesus is actually standing at the door of your heart knocking? He's saying to you, he's saying to me, he's saying to us, if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. The same words that Jesus spoke to those initial four fishermen, follow me, he is speaking to you as well. Those words shouldn't be taken lightly. I want you to pause for a brief moment and answer this question. What does it look like to you to follow Jesus? I really encourage you to write down what it practically looks like to you to follow Jesus. Jesus is indeed knocking at the door of your heart. He wants to empower you. He wants to heal you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to save you. Really, the choice is all up to you. He's done it all. It's a finished work. All you need to, all I need to, all we need to do is receive what he's already done for us. If you desire to answer the call of follow me and step into your true God-given destiny, I want you to please repeat after me as we pray together with sincerity of heart. Please repeat after me. Lord, I know that I have broken your laws and commandments. I know that I have fallen short of your perfection. I am a sinner and in need of a Savior. My sins have separated me from you. I am truly sorry and confess my sins to you. I want to turn away from my past sinful life and turn toward you. Please forgive me of all my sins. I believe your Son Jesus Christ died on the cross for my sins. I believe he was resurrected from the dead, is now alive, and hears my prayers. I invite Jesus to become my Lord and Savior, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. Please send your Holy Spirit to empower me. Please baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire. Please help me to do your will for the rest of my life. Thank you, Lord. May you be glorified by my life. In the name of Jesus, amen. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hey, I just want you to know that if this is the first time you've ever said this prayer, I want to welcome you into the family of God. You don't have to wait any longer, but you can now begin to fully experience the joy, peace, love, and power of the Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and Holy Spirit. There's also a huge party taking place for you right now in heaven. I want you to grab this. I'll read to you Luke chapter 15, verse 10. This is what the Bible says. Likewise, I say to you, there is joy in the presence of angels of God over one sinner who repents. If this was the first time you've ever said this prayer, and if this was the first time you've ever opened up your heart to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, there is a party in heaven right now for you with the angels. That's pretty cool. I also want you to know that every person who has a personal relationship with Jesus Christ has full access right now to everything that God has to offer. The Holy Spirit has entered into your body. You are sealed in the Book of Life, which entitles you to enter into the Kingdom of Heaven. You are now a follower and disciple of Jesus Christ. This may seem a little overwhelming to you right now, But as we go through the Destiny Activated program together, you'll learn more about what all of this means. Before we move on, though, I want you to meditate on the words of Jesus, found in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. Jesus said, "But with God, all things are possible." All bands of limitation have just been removed. All bands of limitation are removed with God. The impossible is made possible with God, and we get to experience that together. Father God, thank you so much for what you have just done. Thank you for softening hearts and drawing people into your kingdom. Thank you for empowering your children and washing them clean with the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you for what you are going to do in and through us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.